God be gracious to you on today.
And to you, Simeon.
He is always good and great in his love for us. He has given us another day of waiting and watching to see if perhaps we will see a salvation.
This is my hope each morning as I rise. Will this be the morning I behold the words of the prophets fulfilled?
The one on my heart today is from Jeremiah. The days are coming, declares the Lord. From the house of David I will rise a righteous branch, a king who will reign wisely and do what is right and just in the land.
In his days, Judas will be saved, and Israel will live in safety. This is the name by which he will be called,
the Lord our righteousness.
Oh, my friend, I'm so ready for him to arrive.
He spoke after centuries of silence. Decided he would like to play and not sleep, and my old bones are aching because of him.
But you'll be a wonderful mother, and that is why the Almighty has blessed you in Zacharias. This must be a very special child, because God has had to look very hard for just the right parents for him.
I'm sorry to have awakened you, Mary. Do you still plan to leave your tomorrow?
I think I must. Now that Caesar has decreed that all must return to the city of their ancestors, Joseph will have to travel to Bethlehem.
But child, surely you won't go with him. You'll be so close to your time.
Just as God has guided Joseph and me in each step of this journey, he'll guide us in this. If he wants me to go with Joseph, I'll go. We're his servants, and he'll provide us with whatever we need. From the moment his messenger came to me to tell me I'll bear a son, God has blessed me with the peace of knowing that I'm safe in his hands and in his will. How I praise him for his unfailing kindness to me.
My soul magnifies the Lord. Liz, can you rest here while I go get some water?
Please stay with me for now. Don't leave me just yet.
What can I do? Here, let me rub your shoulders.
Thank you, and that does help. How much farther must we go?
We must try to get to Bethlehem by tonight. Can you go on? Are you all right?
God will help us. We'll make it.
The Almighty is wise to let us know only a little at a time. I pray that he bless me with a wonderful wife and with a family.
Now look what you've been given.
Yes, yes, you're a terrible burden. But you know what I mean, don't you?
I do know that God always hears our prayers, and he always answers them. But we must be prepared for his answer to be something far from what we would have planned.
We pray for blessings, we pray for peace, comfort for family, protection while we sleep. We pray for healing, for prosperity. We pray for your mighty hand to ease our suffering. And all the while, you hear each spoken need. Yet love is way too much to give us lesser things. 'Cause what if your blessings come through raindrops? What if your healing comes through tears? What if a thousand sleepless nights are what it takes to know you're near? And what if trials of this life are your mercies in disguise? We pray for wisdom, your voice to hear. We cry in anger when we cannot feel you near. We doubt your goodness, we doubt your love, as if every promise from your word is not enough. And all the while, you hear each desperate plea, and long that we have faith to believe. 'Cause what if your blessings come through raindrops? What if your healing comes through tears? What if a thousand sleepless nights are what it takes to know you're near? And what if trials of this life are your mercies in disguise? When friends betray us, when darkness seems to win, we know that pain reminds this heart, this is not our home. It's not our home. What if your blessings come through raindrops? What if your healing comes through tears? What if a thousand sleepless nights are what it takes to know you're near? What if my greatest disappointments or the achings of this life is the revealing of a greater thirst this world can't satisfy? And what if trials of this life, the rain, the storms, the hardest nights, are your mercies in disguise?
Sir? Sir? My mistress sends these things to you. She thought you and your wife might need them. Is the baby coming soon?
He's already here.
He, a son, that's wonderful news. Is your wife all right?
She's fine, exhausted, but happy. We're both sleeping.
What a strange place to have a baby.
Not the way we thought it would be, but we've had a lot of that lately. If you were at
sorry you're alone.
No, don't be sorry. This is all God's plan. The news of this birth will be known and shared.
What will the child's name be?
Jesus.
Jesus, a wonderful name.
Are you sure?
Yes, I'm sure. They all disappeared as quickly as they appeared.
What in the world was that about? I was so afraid. I thought I might pass out.
Did you hear what they said? The Savior has been born for you in the city of David. He's Christ the Lord.
The Christ? Caleb? Here tonight in Bethlehem? Really?
I know it sounds impossible, but if there's even a chance what we've been told is true, shouldn't we at least go and see?
Go and see what? Go and see a king who will sit in David's throne, lying in a manger?
Yes, in a manger, wrapped in cloths. If this baby's in Bethlehem, he shouldn't be hard to find. I say we should go.
All right, let's go and look.
Thank you.
Good morning, dear Anna. May God be gracious unto you today.
And to you, Simeon.
He is always good. He has given us another day to look for the promised Messiah.
This could be the day we see him.
Ah, good morning, friends. And who is this you bring into the Almighty's temple today?
This is our son.
Jesus.
May I hold him? Let's see, you little one. So it is Jesus, is it? Sovereign Lord, now let your servant die in peace as you have promised. I have seen your salvation, which you prepared unto all people. He is the light to reveal God unto all nations, and he is the glory to your people Israel.
Praise be to the Almighty, for he is merciful and righteous. Praise his holy name. He has answered our prayers. We have seen his promise come to life. From this time forward, all will hear the story of his coming, and all will tell of what this means.
Christmas really means.
Every year in the carols of this season, we sing of a silent night, yet our hearts are anything but silent as we come to Christmas.
God has been silent for hundreds of years, but the silence is broken by the message from Gabriel to Mary.
God's plan was to send his son. Mary would carry him and Joseph would provide for him. Their journey would take them to Bethlehem, where God's son would be born in a stable and laid in a manger.
Angels announced the good news of his coming to the lowly shepherds.
And they left their flocks and came to worship.
Wise men saw his star and traveled to find him. And when they did, they presented him with gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh.
It is a story that we never tire of hearing or telling.
So let this silent night be filled with singing. Let this holy night proclaim the story of what the world was given. Life, joy, hope, grace, and so much more.
Lost your light. Yeah.